Epigenetics to Nutrigenetics, the New Frontier. Epigenetics, what is it? It's the science of changes in organisms caused by modification of gene expression rather than alteration of the genetic code itself. And you know when it hits Time magazine that it has arrived. The person who most popularized it is Dr. Bruce Lipton. He studied in his doctorate years the total potentiality of stem cells, so that when you change the environment of the stem cells, you change the expression. You take these stem cells with pure potentiality and you could create brain cells and heart cells, skin, muscle, nerve cells. And what this says to us is that we are more than our genes. We can alter the expression of our genes. What we've learned from epigenetic research is that optimal health is related to giving the correct environment to improve optimal gene expression. You don't need to take a particular product to promote a particular gene expression. You can replenish nutrients and overcome insufficiencies that were distressing or disturbing gene expression. By creating an optimal environment to use oxygen and water and to provide nutrients to promote cell structure and metabolism, we improve the expression of our genes. We can do this with innovative supplements with innovative new technologies. Through a new delivery system made of phospholipid cloud-like envelopes. The newly patented delivery system is called Protosomal Technology. Protosomes. And this is my concept of a rendition with the phospholipids surrounding a phytonutrient, mineral, or vitamin, and there being layers and layers and layers of them. Protosomes are clouds of phospholipids. What are our cell membranes all made of? Phospholipids. What are protosomes made from? Phospholipids. Protosomes are rich with methyl groups. But what's super exciting is that during the engineering process, a biological environment with a temperature of 98.6 degrees is created. 98.6 degrees. That's body temperature. The formulation is mimicking human cell biology when it is reaching and stopping at a body temperature of 98.6 degrees. The formulation is providing an optimal biological environment for cell biological transfer of information and cell biological reactions. Phospholipids. So the cell membrane has a double layer of phospholipids. In this picture, it shows the hydrophilic head and the hydrophobic tail and the inside and outside of the cell. When the phospholipids of protosomes meet the phospholipids of our cell membranes, the nutrient content in them virtually gets sucked into the cells through the membrane. The symphony of carefully selected minerals, vitamins, and phytonutrients within the protosomes gets taken into the blood within 5 minutes or less. Within 5 minutes, there are changes in the blood that we will see. And the changes in the blood assist metabolism. So what is metabolism? Metabolism is the chemical processes that occur within a living organism in order to maintain life. It's using our energy substrate, creating energy, getting rid of waste. Let's look at some blood samples. Here's sticky blood. Anybody who's living in a city, flies on a plane, eats processed foods, drinks Starbucks, has stress, has some degree of sticky blood. And in this image, we see the red blood cells all stuck together, back to back in a rouleau formation. And there's a waste product there in the upper left corner that actually doesn't belong in healthy blood. Sticky blood is seen in people who have hypertension, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, MTHFR, genetic SNPs, chronic illness, inflammation, cancer, and thrombosis. How can sticky blood do its job of carrying oxygen, getting rid of waste, providing nutrients throughout the body, and facilitating energy production? It can't effectively. Using a protosomal technology, SK713SLP, Bill Downs, and Steve Kushner showed in a published research paper that in every subject, there was a restoration of the negative charge of the red blood cells that had been in rouleau formation, becoming free-flowing and individual. Hollow, frail, red blood cells became filled with hemoglobin, and the white cells became normal-sized and healthier. So on the left, we see the sticky red blood cells, and on the right, we see the blood of an individual who'd taken the protosomal supplement. The red blood cells are free, they're getting plump, the white blood cells are becoming more apparent and healthy, the blood is looking healthy. Who has sticky blood? People with spider veins and varicosities, thromboembolisms, fatigue, cold hands and feet, edema, aneurysms, inflammation. What can this blood do that sticky blood can't do? It can maintain pH, it can oxygenate the blood and the cells, it can get through the microcirculation of the body, it can assist metabolism. Individual, free-flowing red blood cells carrying oxygen can get to the most remote tissues in the body and get through the finest blood vessels in the body. By refreshing the blood to improve flow and to individualize the red blood cells, we get a sense of well-being, we get better energy, we get vitality. Imagine how beneficial that would be to so many people. People with cold extremities, insufficient blood flow to the brain, spider veins and thromboses, athletes, people undergoing recuperation, anaerobic infections, hypoxic conditions. So this is one important example with nutrigenetic implications. Let's look at another example, the DRD2A1 genetic SNP. It's associated with the reward deficiency syndrome. And this is huge because of the significant number of people who carry this genetic SNP, the DRD2A1. These people tend to be overachievers, elite athletes, type A personalities, high-functioning personalities. They may be people who are addicted to sugar and fat and food, cigarettes, meth or cocaine, gambling or gaming. And it was described by Drs. Ken Blum and Ernest Noble, and they've got many, many papers on it, and they have delineated the different behaviors that are associated with this reward deficiency syndrome. And they range from addictive behaviors to substance abuse, non-substance related addictive behaviors, impulsive behaviors, obsessive compulsive behaviors, and different personality disorders. Really, most physicians, practitioners, and patients have no idea that they have a genetic predisposition to all these behaviors. These scientists formulated a proprietary supplement, KB220Z, that upregulates the expression of the dopamine cascade of the DRD2A1 SNPs. It is a nutrigenetic formula. They went through thousands of combinations, and they published at least 34 research papers, and it was a supplement to improve all those conditions and behaviors as shown in this chart. A lot of people ask, how can it assist so many conditions? Because it provides a better environment for the expression of the DRD2A1 allele, and it will help focus, concentration, clarity, cravings, addictions, stuttering, tics, happiness, sense of well-being. Recent research reveals that the majority of people with difficulty in methylation have this DRD2A1 allele. Those are the people with COMT and MTHFR SNPs. Recent research reveals that the majority of people with difficulty in methylation have this DRD2A1 allele. I've repeated it because it's so important. And today, new technology with new delivery system can alter the expression of these genes, paving the way to restoration and promotion of health through the subclassification of epigenetics, nutrigenetics. I'm Dr. Sally Schutz. I'm a surgeon who has a passion for new technologies that are game changers in health. I have several websites that I created that show the progression of my interest leading up to optimum health restoration. I address people with genetic SNPs, with severe illness, with sticky blood, but in addition, I address people with decent health who want to take their health to the next level. I use protosomal technology. I use mitochondrial cleansers. What are the mitochondria? They kind of look like this. They are the cell powerhouses. They create ATP. They're responsible for hundreds of cell reactions and activities. And when they don't work well, there's fatigue, inflammation, pain, loss of vitality. Glucose isn't used well. Apoptosis, which is cell turnover, doesn't take place as it should. Detoxification, getting rid of waste, doesn't happen. ATP generation, that's energy, is suboptimal. Disease and disease become rampant. When the mitochondria aren't functioning properly, metabolism drags. Disease and disease are rampant. Utilization of your energy source is poor. Creation of your energy currency, ATP, is poor. Elimination of waste is poor. Use of oxygen is poor. Optimum health slides. And that's what's happening in this picture. They're all related. Sticky blood, feeling off, chronic illness, mitochondrial deficiency, and faulty metabolism. As a health coach, I'm so pleased when I'm able to offer people cutting-edge information that will lead to their optimum health. I hope that you've enjoyed this cutting-edge information today. If you're interested in finding out about steps to augment your health by embracing blood, mitochondrial, and metabolic nutrigenetics, call me at 844-438-8763. Or write me at caring@flourishingfully.com. Don't be shy. I'm here to help.